Hey Queen, welcome to this week's episode of the Good Woman's Devotional, a devotional podcast for inspiring faith, activating hope, and delivering practical tools for a fulfilling life. Join Zoe as she unpacks empowering stories, unwraps the wisdom in the scriptures, and takes you along for a journey that's all about transformation and intimacy with the Lord. Brace yourself for some godly inspiration and a whole lot of growth as you get ready to be the light of your world and the salt of your earth. Hey Queen, how are you doing today? It's a brand new week and I hope that you took the weekend to get a little rest and put yourself together to attack the new week. Today's episode is titled God First, and it is my meditation on what I learned at church today. Today I was at church and the theme was put God first. Now there were a couple of points that were mentioned that really struck me, but then what actually got to me in the entire teaching was the fact that sometimes we think that we know that God is important to us and that we put God first, but actually we don't, because we put so many things before God. We say that God is important, we say that God means a lot to us, but we put so many things ahead of Him. I recently thought to myself, what would it look like to have my morning devotion every morning before going to work, right? And I thought, okay, that would mean I would have to wake up at this time, do my prayers, read my Bible, and everything before I go shower and get ready for work. And then I was thinking, oh, I would be feeling sleepy. Will I be able to do it? And then I thought to myself, if I had to go to work at this time, I'm usually able to get up, gather my energy together, and then go take a shower and go to work, Now I realized that it was a matter of priority. So then the reason why we're not putting God first is because truly and deeply we don't think that He's that important. Or even if we do, we don't think that He cares that much. But He does. What I learned at church today is that God cares. God cares that He be put first. God cares that you prioritize Him. There's a scripture in the book of Matthew 6:33, that talks about seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Now, here are three things that I wanted to point out. So the first point that I wanted to make is that God is everything. God is almighty. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's the healer. He's the provider. He is the one who sees. He's all that. But who God is to you is dependent on where you place God in your life. The Bible talks about Jesus, that He went to His city. He could do no mighty works there. It wasn't that Jesus was not powerful. It was just because people didn't have the faith. These people did not believe Jesus, and so He wasn't able to do anything. So here's what I think about that. If you want God to be mighty in your life, what would you do with the mighty? If you knew a mighty person, how would you relate with them? If you wanted God to be the healer in your life, if you had a doctor friend, how do you usually relate with them? If you want God to be the provider, how do you usually relate to the providers in your life? When somebody is a provider for you, you prioritize them because you know that literally that your sufficiency somewhat is of them, right? And so the same way that you treat these people, I think that it's about time that we began to see God as who He was and more before He can show up like that in our lives. If we make that room for Him, then He can show up like that in our lives, right? But if we're not making the room for Him as a mighty God, if we're not making the room for Him as a mighty provider, if we're not making the room for Him as our healer, if we're not making the room for Him as our pillar, the place we run to and we are safe, if we're not making that room for Him, then he can't show up in our lives as that. The second point that I wanted to talk about is, if God is not first in your life, he's not going to be anything. You know, it was so interesting when the pastor was talking about it today, because it was so evident to me, because I've been there. You think you can make God second in your life, or you can make God third in your life? Like, sometimes it's just like, you know, he's not there. Because that's who God is. God is the Almighty. You know, like, he takes up so much space. You can't make God second. You can't make God there to anything. The moment something else comes before him, that thing becomes an idol. And go ask the children of Israel how they survived with idols in their relationship with God. You cannot put something else before God and expect God to, you know, in quote, just, you know, sit around and wait for you. God is first and all of the things follow. The third thing I wanted to talk about is that it's easy to think that you put God first. Like, it's easy to assume that God is first in your life when in actual sense you do not. So it will be actually important for you to sit down and examine your heart, examine your actions to see whether you truly do put God first, whether if there was a clash or there was a conflict between one thing or the other, you were going to choose God over that thing. If there was a strife or a struggle between, you know, God and something that you love, were you going to choose God over that thing, or it's going to be a question of, you know, what the situation is. Is it a done deal in your heart that I'm choosing God over any and everything regardless? Doing these kinds of internal analysis and having these internal conversations help. They help you to know where your heart is when it comes to God. Now, I thought to myself, what will it take for me to consistently make time or take time out to be with God and that it occurred to me? Who you see God to be determines how you prioritize him. He is the creator of the universe, the mighty one, the one that made us in his image. He is not the image, he is God. He is the original, and we are made in his image. He's the one who holds the world by the power of his word. He's the one that controls the wisdom that runs the universe. The sun goes to sleep at night and wakes up at dawn because of the knowledge and programming that God has put in it. That is the God we're talking about. Now, if that does not make him seem important to you, talk about the fact that it is his breath that is in your nostrils. And if he takes it away, you're nothing. Like, you're actually non-existent without God. Talk about that. And let's talk about the fact that this was the guy who was not afraid to give his life for you. He took it up again that you might live with him. That's the guy we're talking about. If that doesn't cut it, let me make it worse for you. That was the God who opened up the belly of the Red Sea to make the Israelites pass through it. That was the God that stood with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. That was the guy that stopped the mouth of lions for Daniel. That's the God we're talking about. And God is not asking you to put him first because he doesn't think you need anything else. He's asking you to put him first because then everything else you will need is blessed by him. There's a scripture that I read this morning in the book of Psalms, chapter 18, verse 35, I believe. And it says, "The help of the Lord has made me great." I got so stuck on that scripture this morning as I read it, because I thought about it. When I think about it, it makes absolutely no sense, because why are we chasing everything else except the one who holds everything else in his hands? You know, like, when I think about it, it makes absolutely no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. You know, the help of the Lord has made me. The help of the Lord has made me great. The help of the Lord can make you great only when you have prioritized the Lord. Only when you have made the Lord first, only when you have put him before all else, that's when you get the help of the Lord. That makes you great, because you give up everything for the Lord. You put away everything for the Lord. You choose the Lord over everything else. And that is how his strength makes you great. So I just want to leave you with this thought, that maybe you might want to think about changing His position in your life. And maybe it might not be overnight, but you have to at least work on it. He deserves the first place. He deserves it. So you want to go ahead and take this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you have brought this revelation to our notice. I pray, God, that you give us the grace and strength to put you first in everything, to seek you first. And I prioritize you, and I believe that you are the mighty one, the great I am. You hold the entire universe in your hands, and by your help, I am made great. I will not go after the world at the expense of my relationship with you. I pray, oh God, that I have understanding into the placement of things, and that your place is never compromised. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Send us a voice note with your feedback in our DMs on Instagram at @letmebeawoman. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, keep lighting up your world and being the salt of your earth. Love, Zoe.